Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Right now.
On 99.7 DJX.
Hey, good morning, guys. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. It is 5:34. Good morning there, Kelly K.
Hello.
You are very pink today.
I am pinkalicious.
Yeah, you're feeling it?
I'm feeling the pinkness.
All right.
Pinkosity.
The pink.
Well, you know, it's going to be like 87 today or something, but we get a little chilly in the studio. So it's one of those days where I wear layers and I peel.
Like a banana. Like an onion.
Not like an onion. Onions make you cry. I'll stick with banana.
All right. Hey, good morning. It is May 8th, 2019. Is this the day?
I think maybe it is. I don't know. It literally was so long ago. It's all blurry. I think it was before they had paperwork.
Is this the day the DJX mother birthed Kelly out of her womb?
That's violent.
Is this your first day on the job 20 years ago?
I think it is.
Wow.
Yeah. And I don't even,
that's pretty amazing.
Like, I remember it a little.
Yeah.
But honestly, the day before I started, I thought I was going to be doing middays.
Yeah, doing the shift right after morning.
From like 10 to 2.
Right.
And then they called and they were like, hey.
Hey, wake up a little bit earlier.
Why don't you do mornings? Hey, you can come in and meet Pete.
All right.
You'll be doing a show with him.
Yeah. Yeah, Peter B., the guy before.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then Monday we started together.
Wow.
So, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Today's the day.
Today's...
20 years ago, old pregnant DJX.
Listen.
Went into labor and birthed Kelly K.
I didn't come
onto
through
the radio.
Any canal. I didn't.
That would have been quite an entry, though.
Oh, wow. It would have been.
Wouldn't it?
That would have.
It would have been very fitting for.
Yeah, well.
For the show.
So here's the thing. It's fun that Kat put a nice post up yesterday, and there's been a couple of people.
Yeah, thinking that you're retiring.
Yes, that one
like,
person thought I died.
Oh, God.
There's one person that said RIP, sad face emoji.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That just got aggressive.
But even the first line was like, it's been 20 years and she's not going anywhere. But they just read past that part. You just see a montage of pictures.
Yeah.
And people just like, I don't need to read it.
I mean, that's kind of.
I know what happened.
That's kind of how I live my life.
Yeah,
I just kind of read the portions I think are necessary.
Sure.
But then sometimes you realize you're like, oh, I needed to reread that.
Right.
And then I needed to reread that again because my brain still didn't comprehend everything that I was actually reading.
Yeah. And then like one of the people that thought I was retiring, somebody was just like, oh, she's not leaving. He's just like, sure, you're not. Have fun in your next chapter. Like, wouldn't believe them. We're like, no. So maybe knows something.
There's no plans.
That we don't.
There's no plans.
But yeah.
Yeah.
It's fun.
So yeah, wow, what a day.
I know. And Peter B., who I started with, he actually saw the post yesterday. It was kind of funny. He's like, now I feel old. Because
right,
when
sure.
he signed off, he had crossed the 20-year
mark.
Yeah. And then passed the baton. So yeah,
no,
it's been
that, yeah.
It's been crazy. Yeah, it's too bad that, I mean, this is, God, think about that. It was way before smartphones, way before we
social
just had.
Media.
Yeah, way before we had pictures, like, readily available.
Right.
Like, they were like, well,
I know,
let's find some pictures. And I'm like, I don't.
Well, I literally
had to print them out if
I know,
we had
I literally
them.
Had to take a photo of a photo.
I know.
To.
Listen.
Wait, what are you talking about? Are you talking about the one that I showed at the staff meeting
that
yesterday?
That was so.
No, it was
I
great.
I don't even remember that being a thing.
Can we post it?
No, please. Oh,
oh
God.
No. For Throwback Thursday.
Oh.
It'd be fitting. Because I feel like that is a late 90s
is
era.
Is there another one?
It is like you are ripped right from the Friends sitcom.
I mean, the mom jeans are that is such an unfortunate photo. Like, I don't even remember that picture being taken.
Yeah, Kelly has kind of a crop top, mom jeans. That's not really a crop top. But it's just, it's not tucked in. And you're hugging a Hershey Kiss and
there's some mascots
and the
my
Louisville
roots are insane.
Panther.
I've got weird sunglasses on and mom jeans.
So, anyways, yeah.
It's like an SNL mom jeans skit.
I know, it's very
That's
cool.
what that picture
very
is.
Very fun.
It was an unfortunate time for fashion and apparently my hair.
No, everything about that was fortunate.
It's not.
It was
it's
very
not fortunate.
It was very fortunate.
It's not fortunate.
All right, well, we're happy that we've crossed this threshold.
Listen, it's an accomplishment. I haven't gotten fired in 20 years. That's really the celebration.
I know, to be able to...
is how I've managed to squeak in the building for 20 years and no one has asked me to leave yet.
To be able to not only be in this career for 20 years...
Right.
But at the same radio station for 20 years is a feat just unheard of.
Yeah,
nowadays.
Especially in a landscape that has changed many, many, many times over on the radio dial here in town. So I'm very lucky. Thank you for all of our six enablers who have allowed it to happen and have not gotten sick of me so far.
All right. well, we will attempt
to forge through.
Forge through here.
Now, listen, though, I will say one thing. Some people noticed. They pointed to you, Ben Davis. They said, it's like, yeah, the 20 years. But what I
20 years, that's great.
What I'm focused on is the evolution of your beard. There are many people that pointed that out. The evolution of your beard.
I did,
because there's many of you that have showed up in those pictures.
I've gone from like a goatee to
a boy wonder. To a mountain man.
That's what this job will do to you. it'll turn you into something else.
Early morning.
Hey, always watching.
Always grinding.
Always watching. All right. Hey, setting the bar, we go to the land down under.
Oh, Australia. Wait.
You went British.
Crikey. Crikey. It's been such an international show this week so far. We're only halfway through.
I know. So setting the bar is... from the land of Australia, Craigslist misconnections. Yes, Florida's making the show. We're going to introduce you to Gary the Lawnmower Man.
Oh, he sounds fun already.
He is.
Is he for hire? He sounds like he should be.
Well, I mean, he's kind of got an accessory that's in his name.
Okay.
So, I mean, sure.
All right.
Maybe, if he can get out of jail. That is all coming up on the show. Good morning, guys. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Remember, on Monday, it starts getting you in on that trip to London.
Peep, peep. Yeah, Bob's your uncle.
Bob's your uncle.
That's my new favorite catchphrase.
To see BTS in concert June 1st, okay? So that begins on Monday. We travel yet again for Setting the Bar.
Oh, I'm so excited. All the traveling's fun.
To Australia. That's coming up next.
Tell me something.
Ninety-nine-seven DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Streaming TheBenAndKellyShow.com, or you can always get us on your smart speaker. Just ask us, Alexa, to play 99.7 DJX and get us right there.
The didgeridoo.
Setting the bar. Small examples of what not to do. To Australia we go. If you can manage to make it through the day without getting high and flooding a hotel with over 100,000 gallons of water, well, you're doing okay.
Oh!
Bradley Vogt was allegedly found in a stairwell trying to mop up his mess.
Wait a second. I'm already in love with this reporter.
Hang on.
I'm invested.
So when police found him, he was holding a mop. 100,000 gallons of water.
Listen, guys, it's fine. I've got this.
Police allege he went rogue and opened every fire hydrant on level 1 to 18.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So he literally went from floor to floor. And, you know, in the stairwell where they have the fire things and you can kind of open them.
Oh, gosh.
Well, that's what he did on every single floor, flooding it.
What?
Like? Flooding the entire building. He said, I had to do it. They are coming to get me. It's not safe.
Kids, drugs are bad.
Okay, who's coming to get you?
Kids.
Bradley Vogt.
Drugs are bad.
Okay.
But when police found him...
Bradley Vogt was allegedly found in a stairwell trying to mop up his mess.
Well, see, I commend him for trying to... He realized his mistake. He's like, you know what, I'm going to cover this
he's
up.
He's like, maybe I can clean this up before anybody sees.
Just something a little bit more absorbent.
He's got one mop. Oh, yeah. 100,000 gallons of water is cascading out of, like, elevators, out of stairwells.
Hey, guys, you have a couple of these?
You got a bucket?
Wow. I do enjoy that he tried to clean it up.
So, like I said.
He didn't just walk away and be like, hey, good luck dealing with that. He was trying to help.
Kids, Stay in school.
Yes.
Drugs are bad.
Very solid.
Hugs,
advice.
Not drugs.
There you go. Ooh.
Hugs, not drugs.
Is that a bumper sticker? It should be. And a t-shirt.
If you can manage, please, somehow today.
Wow.
To make it through the day without getting high and flooding a hotel with over 100,000 gallons of water, you're
OMG.
Doing okay.
Oh.
Causing over $1 million in damage.
Oh, gosh, I was going to say, what's the price tag on that?
You're doing okay. That's setting the bar.
Well, you know what? Whatever mistake you may make today, so not on that level.
Crikey.
You're good. You're good.
That's setting the bar on 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. We're streaming on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa, play 99.7 DJX. You can get us right there on your smart speaker. All right, feel good. Do this every single hour. Brought to you by Raise Ford, Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaiseFord.com. So there are some vigilantes in Oakland, California.
Vigilantes? Oh, all right. Some heroes.
They are calling themselves the Pothole Vigilantes. What they're doing is they are literally, by cover of darkness, fixing potholes at night.
Whoa.
It's quite easy. All you got to do is just brush the debris out, fill up a hole with the asphalt material, and then just tamper it down.
We try to do it after 9 p.m. once the traffic dies down, and then we put our hazard lights on, make sure it's safe. They have a 3-year plan, but it takes 5-10 minutes to fill a pothole, so I don't see why it should take that long.
There you go.
So we're going to keep filling them until people are no longer annoyed by it.
Yeah,
that
so,
is amazing. They're courteous because they're doing it at a time when there's going to be less traffic.
Right?
Also safety. Oh, my goodness.
And so they do have a suggested like donation, and you know, obviously it takes money to do that.
They got
to
buy
and,
the asphalt.
Yeah, for sure. So they're posting these videos on YouTube. They have a YouTube account, and then they write in chalk at Pothole Vigilante on YouTube right next to the filled pothole.
That method is way better
than drawing the wieners.
The town that was drawing the
drawing wieners.
Yeah, that is a much better way to draw attention to that problem.
There are two separate ways, but are equally getting the job done.
Exactly. No. Yes. Yes. We should mention that is also working.
Yeah. One is wieners.
I like that way.
One is just being
just doing it.
Yeah, doing
just
it under cover of darkness.
Wow.
So there you go. Yeah.
Cheers to you, pothole vigilantes.
Yeah, the pothole vigilantes of Oakland, California are secretly fixing potholes at night.
Doesn't that sound like a Budweiser commercial? They need to pick that up. This Bud's for you.
Here's
pothole
to you,
vigilantes.
Pothole vigilantes.
Yes.
Not or the heroes we didn't know we needed.
Yes.
I'll work on the script. Yeah, it'll be great once it gets finished. All right, there you are. Feel good. Brought to you by Raise Ford. Do them every single hour here on 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. And we've got that Mom and Me little contest up at the website, WDJX.com. You can vote, by the way. Vote on that because getting your mom a Tranquility Salon and Spa, just like package, Tranquility package, is prize enough in itself. But then to throw in some graders and also some money to spend at Close Mentor, that's good.
Listen.
That's good.
This is really kind of tempting me to quit so I can win this.
Is that what's going to take you down?
I'm just saying it would be really nice. Unless you want to just send me over there just to, again, quality control, test it all out, make sure it's an acceptable prize.
All right.
For our moms out there. I mean, we want only the best.
Only the best.
Only the best.
Only the best.
I should probably test that out.
Only the best.
All right. You know what? When I was little, I wanted to be a toy checker. That's what I wanted my career to be like. Listen, I'm going to play with toys and make sure they're good toys before they're sold to the public.
You know,
that
now
was going to be my job.
People have legit, like, you know, made careers on YouTube.
Yes.
Out of like just playing with toys.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ryan's toy review, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
He's a gazillionaire.
I was trying to remember like what I wanted to be when I was like really young.
Well, I was going to be an actress on the Cosby Show.
Oh, I was going to be a superhero.
Oh, really?
I was. I decided I was going to be like Spider-Man or whatever.
Okay,
I was going to be like a vigilante or something like that.
Did you have like a superpower in mind?
No, I didn't have anything. Oh, I didn't have any sort of...
You hadn't gotten that far in the development phase?
I couldn't run fast. I couldn't stick on buildings. I couldn't do any of that stuff. So
that was the wrench in the plan.
Yeah, I mean, and then I didn't have a cape and I couldn't fly.
Oh.
Or I couldn't be invisible, any of that stuff. So
dang it.
Really... Yeah, but I mean, that was
the plan. That was
like
a good plan.
That was like between the ages of maybe like 3 and probably 6 or 7.
Right.
I think
you're still
I kind of had that as kind of my go-to career path. But, you know.
Well, I was going to be an actress. It was going to be on The Cosby Show. All I'm not sure how that was going to work. Yeah. It's probably fortunate it didn't work out. In hindsight.
You probably could have gotten a lot of pudding pops, though. I mean, there could have been benefits. There could have been. It's 99.7 DJX. How you? I just gotta say. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Am I the only one that's still looking at some of these photos from the Met Gala going, man, kind of crazy?
No, yeah, we're diving in because there are so many pictures, so many stars, so many outfits, and we need to kind of further, I mean, the biggest one I think that everyone was talking about was Jared Leto.
Jared Leto bringing the Jared Leto clutch.
He was bringing what looked like his head. It was
very Game of Thrones-ish.
It was amazingly just like it.
Sure,
yeah. It looked exactly like him.
And then, who is it? The Jenner sisters kind of reminded you of Dumb and Dumber with the... I saw the memes where they looked like Lloyd and Harry from Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah, the outfits were a little different. They didn't have the ruffle shirt tuxedos.
Right, sure. Right, okay. Sure. Right. And then, you've got the scrambled eggs with ham comparisons with tennis player.
Oh, yes.
Venus Williams?
Serena. So, yes, there's many things. Katy Perry came as a chandelier, all lit up, the whole things. But now I'm looking even further, and there are some videos, thank goodness for the internet. Shawn Mendes is getting dressed. They do a video where you're getting ready with Shawn Mendes. So.
Is he shirtless?
Well, you should probably hang out with Shawn. He probably needs some company while he's getting ready for the Met Gala, right?
All right.
And so there's that. I am depositing that up on the website for you to enjoy.
Okay.
While you're sitting there in the cubicle. And then we also need to dive in the fact that Zendaya. So Katy Perry was lit up like a chandelier. Zendaya's dress also lit up, but she was bona fide Cinderella.
Yeah, she had all sorts of...
She had the legit, like, from the cartoon version of Cinderella. She looked exactly like her. Her dress lit up after the fairy godmother sprinkled the fairy dust on her. Like, the mad bibbity-bobbity-boo did all that.
Yeah.
I mean, and then her clutch purse was the carriage.
All right.
Very different from Jared Leto's clutch purse.
Yeah. Lady Gaga brought it. But,
she did, 60-minute entrance.
Right, I was going to say, all these other people were fantastic as well. Yes. So yeah, WDJX.com.
One more thing, you saw Kim Kardashian, right? Everyone was talking about the fact that Kanye looks miserable, as he always does. He was wearing a $43 Dickies jacket.
Absolutely,
Yes, like for sure. And so she looked cartoonish in how small her waist was.
Yeah, it's like she looked like Jessica Rabbit. Almost.
Yes, like, she literally looked like it was just her spine. Like she removed all of her ribs. I don't know if those are now removable. I don't know.
Shakira's done that.
But there is now a video kind of showing her getting fitted for her waist cincher show you how she got that look. So we're going to put all that up at WDJX.com as well for you to enjoy.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Coming up, phone tap. Robert Hassenpepper has a cleaning service. I mean, it didn't, to be honest, his first venture into that world didn't work out.
No, it didn't.
There were some issues.
He's honest with that.
Yeah, he is honest with that. Yeah. He's up front with that. And but he's got a new one, a new business, and a first customer. And so that is Amy. And so that
is you never want to be the first customer.
No,
do
you don't. That is all on the way. Hang on. 99.7 DJX, Jonas Brothers. So they added some dates to their tour, right?
Okay.
And remember last week when we were talking about, Jonas Brothers are kind of waiting on a second date to see if it sells well. And if it doesn't, then Louisville will get that date for the Jonas Brothers.
Which we already said, listen, no city needs two shows. Okay.
I can now tell you because I saw that date pop up in the new added tour dates.
So wait, they added the second show?
Yes.
Oh, come on.
So it was Chicago. So look at the second date on Chicago and
Chicago,
go,
you're being greedy.
That could have been us.
You are being greedy, Chicago.
So it doesn't look like Jonas Brothers, for at least this leg of the tour, I don't know if they're going to extend it or add dates to the end or whatever.
I'm salty.
But it doesn't look like Louisville's going to get a date. Indianapolis, yes. So we'll probably have some tickets for the Indianapolis show.
Did you make your call yet? Did you remind them? We practically raised them.
We practically raised these boys. Kelly nursed them in the back of the music machine.
We won't really go that far. That was more like Justin Bieber. But listen. We practically raised those boys.
We raised those boys.
Remind them of their roots.
I will remind them of their roots. All right. Hey, coming up next, Robert Hassenpepper has a business, a cleaning service. Amy is not really sure if she likes it. All right. It's your phone tap. Coming up next.
Louisville is getting pranked.
Oh, my God. Who set you up to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Get them into us at WDJX.com.
Brian says, my wife is very particular about her house, but I finally talked her into letting me hire a cleaning company to clean the house.
Sure.
It was my birthday gift to her.
Aww.
It's kind of magical. Mm-hmm. She's kind of nervous about letting anyone else clean her house because she doesn't think that they'll do a good enough job.
I get it.
You want to mess with her a little bit? LOL.
That answer is yes, Brian. Yes, we do want to mess with her. Welcome, Amy, to your phone tap.
Hello.
Hi there. Is this Amy?
Yes, this is she.
Amy, hi. Robert Hassenpepper from Cleaning. We're the ones cleaning your house today.
Oh, yeah. It was a birthday gift from my husband.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah, that's what he told us. He let my guy in this morning. He's over there right now cleaning the whole house, top to bottom, spickety span.
Oh, that sounds awesome. I can't wait to see it when I get home.
Well, listen, I tried to reach your husband, but I got his voicemail, and he gave us your number, so I hope it's all right that I called. But first of all, thank you for the business. We're a new company, and so we appreciate the opportunity.
Oh, sure. How long have you guys been in the business?
Oh, well, you're actually our first client.
Oh,
really? Oh, so you haven't done this before?
What? Oh, well, ma'am, you're our first client under our new name, I should say. We ran into a little trouble, so we had to change the name and start over.
Oh, what kind of trouble was that?
Well, ma'am, that's not really important here. You know, the fines were paid and all the charges dropped, so it's all good. We just couldn't conduct business under that name anymore. You understand?
Okay, I'm sorry. I thought my husband would have, like, checked you guys out for references and reviews and stuff before letting you into our home. Okay, wait, so your cleaner is in the house now?
Yes, ma'am. That's why I'm calling. My guy Chuck is over there cleaning the windows and vacuuming and all that stuff. And he should be finished pretty soon.
Okay.
So here's the reason I'm calling. He tells me you've got a framed poster in your living room.
What do you mean?
Well, Chuck called me from your house, and he said you have a poster of the Eiffel Tower in your living room.
Oh, well, I mean, that's not a poster. It's a painting. We got it when we went to Paris. What happened? Did he break it?
Oh, no, ma'am. The picture's fine. He just thought it was a nice-looking picture.
It's a painting.
Oh, right. Well, here's the thing. Chuck really likes your painting. He's never really been to Paris either, and he'll probably never go, and I was just wondering if we could let Chuck have the painting.
No!
What? Like, no!
Oh, okay, well, hear me out. I mean, Chuck is not what I'd call a sophisticated art collector, unlike yourself or myself, but when he sees something he likes, he really wants it.
I mean, no. That is an extremely expensive painting. I'm not going to just give it to some guy who's cleaning my house because you asked.
Well, Amy, his name is Chuck, so you know him now. And maybe we could subtract the value of the painting from the cleaning service charges.
Listen, I don't know what my husband is paying you, but that painting was very expensive. I'm sure it's much more than what you're getting paid. I mean, and it's priceless to me. You need to tell your worker not to touch it, you know, please, because we bought that back from France, and it's you know, one of my favorite things. So that's
no. Okay, I understand, ma'am. How about this? I'll have them go look for something a little less valuable in your house and have them take that. Is that okay?
No, I'm not giving my stuff to some random dude who's cleaning my house.
Well, again, ma'am, his name is Chuck. Yeah, so he's not just some random guy.
Like, what are you talking about? I want him. I want your company out of my house immediately. This is your employee, and you let him take things from people's houses? Is that how you work? How do you even stay in business?
Well, to be honest, Amy, that was a problem at my old company. That's why we started this new one, so.
Okay, listen, I need you to call him right now and tell him to leave my house. And if he takes anything with him, there's going to be a problem, okay? I'm going to get off the phone with you. I'm going to call my husband right now.
Oh.
This is insane.
Oh, Amy, you don't have to call Brian. I'm sure he's listening right now on the radio.
He's what?
Amy, it's Ben Davis on 99.7 DJX calling.
Oh, my God.
It's a phone tap.
Are you kidding me? Oh, my God. Is this real?
Sorry. I'm so sorry. Nothing's wrong with your house.
Oh, my God. I can't believe this. I've heard about these things. Like, I've heard about them on the radio, but I cannot believe it. Are you kidding me?
No. I mean, yes, we are. We are kidding you.
Chuck is shopping right now. He's up in the hallway. He likes a picture of your kids. He thinks they're real cute.
He's like, you know what?
Because he doesn't
have any
kids.
I'd like kids like that. At your phone tap. On 99.7 DJX. Yes. Hello.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so glad you picked up.
We did.
I have to tell you that I've laughed the whole way to school. You guys have had me so weak. I just want to say I love this show. I love the phone tap. But you are the greatest actor that I have ever heard, ever. I don't know how you can do it without Roland, bro. And Kelly, I got to get a shout out to you, Kelly. My name is Kelly. I've been listening to you for over 20 years. I freaking love you, girl. Please don't ever leave the radio. You all are my favorite show, and oh, I just had to give you all props. Thank you so much for this morning.
Oh, Kelly, we appreciate you.
You've made our day. I'm going to cry again. I love you.
Yes, you guys made my day.
Have a good one, Kelly. Thanks so much for calling in.
You too. Bye-bye, you all. Have a great day.
All right, see ya.
You're the greatest actor. Give you all the awards.
All the awards.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, we're going to introduce you to Gary the Lawnmower Man.
Oh, he sounds fun already.
It's a Florida story.
Is he in jail?
Yep.
Shocker! Yep. The lawnmower in jail? I can't wait. I'm invested already.
All right.
I'm invested.
Florida story coming up on 99.7 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. From time to time, we highlight the state of Florida just because weird, random stuff happens almost all the time there. So
it's a magical place. It's actually like a portal to magic.
Yep. So Florida, courtesy of Gary the Lawnmower Man.
This Florida man is charged with driving under the influence after allegedly driving his lawnmower into a police car.
Oh, yeah. Oh, this could also be a setting the bar story where, hey, try not to get drunk and drive your lawnmower into a squad car.
Gare. In Haines City. Officers heard a loud noise. They went outside, found 68-year-old Gary Anderson behind the wheel of a lawnmower.
Yeah. Gary, the lawn's over there.
Yeah, Gary was riding around town in his lawnmower, drunk.
Oh, wow.
And near the officer's parked police car, which now had some damage to the bumper.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Hit the car.
Officers say Anderson admitted to hitting the car and then reportedly admitted to being drunk and told police, take him to jail.
Okay.
Oh, wow. All right.
His exact words
were,
blanket, I'm drunk.
Okay.
Take me to jail.
All right. Well, he's accepting responsibility. That's good.
Cocaine was also found in his system.
Oh, gosh, Gare.
All right.
Don't do the drugs.
So, yeah.
That's bad.
Kids, don't do drugs. Gary the Lawnmower Man isn't for service.
He's not a good role model.
He's not.
Don't hire him.
He is not doing his best job at cutting that lawn.
No, he's not. Something tells me he's going to get confused. Maybe cut the wrong lawn. Let's not. Mm-mm.
Yeah. So again, this is kind of a setting the bar story where it's like, hey, try not to get drunk and ride your lawnmower into the back of a squad car.
Yeah, I didn't know lawnmowers were a form of transportation as well.
Well, no, there are. There's quite a bit. Yeah, you can drive them everywhere.
Yeah. So Florida. Making the show.
Thanks,
courtesy
Gare.
Of Gary the Lawnmower Man.
Okay.
99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. This time Monday, you're going to be getting in to win that trip to London to see BTS in concert.
Across the pond.
That's right.
That would be amazing. Bob's your uncle.
Okay. This time Monday, you're going to be getting in to win that trip to London to see BTS there with 99.7 DJX. All right, feel good stories. Do them every single hour. Brought to you by Raise Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaiseFord.com. So this is absolutely bizarre. 15-year-old girl walking in the sand, Huntington Beach, California, you know, saw something shiny, you know, whatever.
Okay.
Turned out it was a wedding ring. She's like, oh wow. Whoa.
Okay.
So her mom was like, you know what? I bet that's someone's ring. To just put a message on Facebook looking for the ring's owner.
What I thought was, what do I have to lose? I'm going to reach out. It's either going to be my ring, which would be amazing, or it's not.
She says, I think I have your ring.
Yeah. The owner of the ring had lost it on the same beach 11 years ago.
11 years?
And I'm like, no. She says, I think I have your ring. And she's like, can you call me? Sure. So I called her and she said, no, I think it's your ring. It's identical to what you sent me.
Yeah. So reunited with her ring wedding ring she lost 11 years ago.
That is amazing. Because I'm sure like once you post it up and you're like, I have found this gorgeous ring, you'd have a flood of people saying, oh, that's mine. That's mine.
That's my ring.
But yes, it's good that she had the proof in pictures. Like, yes, this is what my ring actually looked like. And wow.
I know.
11 years.
11 years.
It stayed in the sand that long. Considering people go with the metal detectors and everything. Absolutely. Nobody found it.
Oh my gosh. That is so lucky. Because honestly, that's like always been like a big fear. I think most women, like you, of all the things that you could possibly lose, your wedding ring would be like one of the worst.
My father-in-law lost his wedding ring on their honeymoon in the ocean.
Oh, that's wow. That's what,
so it happens. It happens.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Is that a sign?
There you go. Feel good. Brought to you by Raise Ford. Every single hour we do these little feel-good stories there for you on 99.7 DJX. All right, Sam Smith, it's Dancing with a Stranger, DJX. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. I want to play something for you. Of all the national anthems you've heard, which ones come to mind? Maybe the Whitney Houston.
That was like known as an iconic.
That was an iconic rendition of the national anthem.
I mean, Carrie Underwood's done an amazing job on that before. Yeah.
I mean, obviously,
Fergie.
She did an amazing job.
Are we going to say that
national anthem? She did a unique rendition of the national anthem.
We'll call it unique.
Here's another unique rendition of the national anthem done at a minor league baseball team game there in North Carolina.
Can you see?
Wow.
By the dawn's early light.
Oh, I'm getting filled with his spirit.
Right. Let me hear you, people.
Oh, he forgot the words.
Let me.
The so bright.
Oh, God.
Beaming. And the
rocket's red glare.
The perilous line.
Okay.
Night.
O'er the ramparts we
big finish.
Were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof to the
night. Is it done?
Night.
Oh, he's still going.
That our flag was still there.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so that apparently was Chuck.
Oh, Chuck.
He was a, quote, last-minute fill-in, apparently.
Wow.
And apologized later on social media saying he had cramps.
Wait a second, Chuck. I don't know.
Chuck had cramps.
He couldn't carry a tune in a bucket if he tried. He couldn't even buy a note.
Let me hear you, people.
Oh, say dust. That star-spangled banner.
Oh, that's good. Don't try to hit that note.
Wow.
You know what? That should be an audience participation song, though.
Land of the free and the home
of the Brave.
All right.
Oh, yes. America.
All America.
Chuck.
Wow.
Ben. Oh, chuckles.
All right. I feel like Ben would have done a better job.
Again, that was another unique rendition of the national anthem.
Wow. I'm just puffing out my chest in pride. American pride.
That's right.
For Chuck.
You felt it.
I felt it.
You felt it in your bones.
I felt it in my bones.
I felt it.
That was painful.
Chuck felt it other places.
Oh, poor Chuck.
I know, poor Chuck with the cramps there. It's 99.7 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. James Holzhauer still winning on Jeopardy, and Jeopardy is also winning. Just hit a 4-year high in ratings. Everybody's tuning in just to see how long this guy's going to go.
Because absolutely.
Obviously, he is on the tail of legend Ken Jennings, who won 74 games back in 2004. Here's the thing. Jeopardy's on a little bit of a break because they're doing a teachers tournament through May 17th. So James Holzhauer is not set to compete again until May 20th. So,
He's got some time to do some more studying.
Yeah, do some more studying.
Sure.
Like, whatever. In that meantime, he has been approached by numerous businesses and industries asking him to be a part of, like, their... the finale celebration when it's all over, including some special ranches in Las Vegas.
Special ranches?
What's a special ranch?
Like Is this like a
bunny ranch?
Okay.
Where they have the females.
Ah, okay. Oh. Where there's lots of lady friends.
Yes.
Okay.
Lots of lady friends.
Okay, so we're not talking like cows and livestock.
I was thinking farmers.
Different?
Nope.
Okay.
Not a farmer's party.
All right, but also very welcoming.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. We hear they're very nice this time of year.
We hear they're very nice.
So anyways, James, still on that winning streak for Jeopardy.
He's about to be living his best life.
He is about to be winning, living his best life.
More dates he probably ever had.
James, not set to compete again until May 20th. They're doing a teachers tournament right now through May 17th.
So. I feel like he could beat Kelly, don't you think?
Oh, it can't be Kelly?
Sure. I feel like he'd be a very worthy contender.
I mean, who knows how he is on actual pop culture?
Yeah, that's a whole different Jeopardy.
He's got, like, worldly knowledge.
Sure. He'd beat me in Trivial Pursuit, no problem.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're right. I think he would take you down.
Yeah, he would probably
take you down.
He probably would.
Yeah, there you go. All right.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
You knew after the 145th running of the Kentucky Derby, we are going to turn to Craigslist to the Missed Connection section and find that there were people that, they missed an opportunity at love.
There was a spark, but it was rainy. And maybe you just didn't have a way to, like, get the name and the number.
Yeah, maybe your paper got soggy.
Maybe it did.
Yeah, so anyways, Craigslist Missed Connections. Kind of a Wednesday tradition here on the show. On the way on 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, 88. And maybe some thunderstorms a little bit later on in the day. Tomorrow, 78 in thunderstorms. Friday, down to 70. So enjoy the clear, no rain, and warm temperature while it lasts. It's 7:33 here at 99.7 EJX in sports news.
Sportsy, sports, sports, sports.
Triple Crown winner is not going to happen this year.
Country House.
Yep, not going to race running in the Preakness. Saying that the horse is coughing seems to have a little bit of a cough, a little bit of a viral thing.
Going to
keep him out of action for the next couple weeks. And of course, Maximum Security is not going to be running in the Preakness either.
Because of the appeal, even though now they can't.
Right, right. So, man. Hey, there you go.
Man.
There you go.
Well, that was kind of...
anticlimactic.
I guess, yes, anticlimactic.
This is like depressing sports news.
A little bit.
So sorry.
A little bit.
I guess we'll have to wait till next year. Not everything was bad at Churchill Downs.
No, not everything. I mean, there are some people that could have found their soulmates.
They could have found their soulmate, Kelly. You are 100% correct.
Right by the porta potty.
Right.
Okay.
Love happens.
In the infield by the porta
potty. Sometimes in the infield by the porta potty. All right, Craigslist miscast. Yes, from the track.
Yes, it's always magical.
Yes, it's always magical. And yes, it's next. On 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Text message 502-571-9970 from Greg. Can we do Craigslist misconnections now? I need to go to the bathroom.
Wow. Well, Greg, yeah, that's kind of perfect, and you'll know why.
Okay, well, let's go ahead and get to it for Greg.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist missed connections. Derby poncho girl. Man for woman. You was crawling through the infield at Derby in your oversized poncho.
Wait a second. Crawling? Crawling in the mud?
It started to rain.
Oh, gosh.
But you was prepared.
Gotta get prepared for Derby.
You crawled over to my whereabouts waiting in line at the porta potty, pulled out a handle of Fireball and shared it with me and three other smelly old guys in line.
Wait a second. Wait, back the truck up. She's crawling in the mud by the porta potty, whips out some Fireball from the poncho, and now they're sharing?
Didn't see it coming when you whipped out some cheese puffs, bibbity bobbity boo.
She's got so much in there.
Magical.
After half the bag, you held your hands out in the rain to rinse the cheese dust off. True genius.
Mother Nature at its finest.
That is nature's faucet.
That poncho of yours was like a dang Mary Poppins suitcase. You even had an entire roll of toilet paper in there because you said you never trusted there'll be any.
Wow, she is smart. She's slaying the game.
Here's where it takes a turn.
Uh-oh. Oh, God.
Where did you go, little Miss Hot Derby MacGyver? So, obviously,
Hot
he
Derby
missed.
Derby MacGyver?
He missed she, out poof, on her.
She poof. Disappeared?
Bibbidi bobbidi. Poof.
She snapped and was just gone.
That's so sad. Oh. Gosh, I hope he finds her.
I really do, too.
She's magical.
I need her to be my friend, always prepared.
It's Craigslist missed connections. We staying on
Central
Avenue?
We're staying at the Derby. We're staying. Yep. Palm reading. At the Derby.
Of course.
Yeah, I'm sure that went down. Woman for man, here we go. I had a great time with you at the Derby until the squad got in the way.
Oh.
Uh-oh. Not even a real psychic could have seen that coming. I'm sorry.
Okay.
They swooped in real quick took her away. Yeah. I didn't buy your story that you were a real psychic, but you were hot and creative, so I went with it.
Smart girl.
Sure.
You were starting to say something like you saw yourself in my ... And then I was rudely pulled away by the pesky squad.
Dang squad.
By the way, you totally pulled off that Cinco de Mayo shirt with the Taco Bell dog and the jacket covered in money like a pro.
Yo quiero Taco Bell.
That painted a picture of his look, though, didn't it?
Right.
Like the money jacket.
Right.
You see, the covered in all the money and then Taco Bell. You can dip your chips in my salsa any day.
Hey-yo.
Hey-yo.
Okay. Wow. Hey,
there's a lot of hashtags. Hashtag fashion master. Hashtag not fashion disaster. Hashtag tacos. Hashtag chips. Hashtag salsa. Hashtag Cinco de Mayo. Hashtag call me.
Wow. Okay. You know... As Trish texts, I have been to the infield. Sometimes a lot of love happens there.
Oh.
Yes. You know what? Hey, we just hope these people can find one another. That's the key.
They need to be together. Don't they sound like soulmates?
This has been Craigslist Missed Connection. Wow. It's 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show.
Can't not.
Streaming the Ben and Kelly Show.com, always on the podcast. Just ask Alexa, play 99.7 DJX. You can get our podcast. You can get live radio right there. You can also re-listen to Craigslist Misconnections right there on the podcast. It's posted. Megan, she texts in and says, I'm dying. I had to pull over after Mary Poppins. Done. LMAO.
Yeah, that one got me too.
Holly says, after all I've seen at the Derby, again, these are misconnections from the infield.
Yes.
From the Derby infield.
Where magic happens.
Holly said, after all I've seen at the Derby, I can confidently say that there should be more Craigslist misconnections. So many of these people don't need to participate in the Breeders' Cup, LOL.
I see what she did there.
I get it.
Right. All right.
That's awesome.
Yeah, there you go. So yeah, you can reconnect with things right there on the podcast up at WDJX.com. Just click on the podcast there and you can take place in that. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, I want to know, I'm going to ask a question, because when you hear the length to which my friend went to get her hair done, you'll be like, either same or, wow, that's extra.
That's extra. Okay. You're going to be on one of two teams.
But I want to know, and we'll get into this in the 8 o'clock hour, but I want to know, like, how far you've gone. Like, maybe you've moved, but you're like, I just can't give it up. And so how far would you go to get something done for you? Like, maybe a pizza, maybe your hair done, maybe like a dentist or something that you love, you know?
Okay. Well, I can tell you right now, my mom drives 2.5 hours to her dermatologist.
Perfect example. Okay. So we'll get into that coming up after 8
yep.
on 9970 JX. Ariana Grande, 9970 JX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Every morning, right about this time, we always give you kind of feel-good stories. Stories that put a smile on your face, all right?
Yeah.
Feel good, brought to you by Raise Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaiseFord.com. You know what's perfectly normal?
What?
Falling asleep while wearing AirPods.
Yes.
Here's the thing. I wouldn't know. Not an Apple phone person. Don't even have AirPods.
My husband has them.
However, I've seen them, and I've seen them used before. But what's abnormal about this statement is somehow swallowing an AirPod in your sleep.
Oh, God.
What?
Don't do that.
Enter a guy from Taiwan by the name of Ben H.
Oh, Ben.
Yeah. Woke up from a nap, couldn't find one of his AirPods, going,
Oh, where'd that go? Slippery little sucker.
So, there's a way that you can track your AirPod by hitting the play sound option. You know where that sound came from?
Where'd that come from?
The quality product, the fact that it still worked while meandering through his digestive tract.
It was meandering through his digestive tract?
He could hear it.
Oh, gosh.
In his belly.
He was beeping his belly?
So he went to the hospital.
Oh, wow.
Doctors were like, here's some laxatives.
Seriously?
Let's figure this out on your own.
Oh, gosh. Let nature take its course.
So when nature took its course.
Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh.
The battery was still at 41%. Still worked.
Are you kidding me right now?
Still had battery life?
He said it was magical.
I can't believe it still worked, but I do have a side story with that. For my phone, I dropped it in a charter bus toilet overnight. Oh. Listen. Oh. And then we fished it out next day.
Oh.
That water was murky.
Oh.
And it still worked.
It worked?
And I still continued using it.
You held that to your face? How much sanitizer? How much washing? I can't. There's not enough. There's
This feel-good story to a different direction.
It did. Yeah. It went down charter bus toilet.
It went right down the charter bus toilet.
Hey, those AirPods are expensive, and so is an iPhone.
But you know what? Again, yes, quality products in the Apple family.
Okay, so there you go.
If they can survive that kind of torture.
If they can survive that torture.
Yeah.
Will you now switch over to Apple, Ben?
Nope, he's not doing
quality
it.
Quality products.
He's not doing it. He's sticking with his...
I'm over here with my Google Pixel.
Is that your Google Pixel? Okay. All right. Well, you do take amazing boy band selfies with
Thank you very much. Thank you. All right, there you go. That's your Feel Good. Brought to you by Raise Ford. Doom every hour here.
Is it Feel Good?
Feel Good?
Is it?
He pooped an AirPod. Pooped an AirPod. It's all good. DJX. 99.7 DJX. Good morning. We are the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show, and it was on this date 20 years ago that a pregnant 99.7 DJX
really
gave birth to a bouncing baby girl.
Listen, I didn't emerge from
any
canal.
Otherwise known as Kelly K.
All right, that was violent.
A pregnant DJX, and she suckled on the teat that is this microphone for 20 years since. Happy anniversary, Kelly. We nursed her to life. We gave her life. 20 years later, she's still here.
You're never going to say suckle on the teeth again. Please. Please don't ever say that again.
I mean, isn't that an accurate depiction of what happened?
No, that's of how not it all went how down? That happened. No. I started this job 20 years ago.
That's a beautiful, beautiful moment.
Listen, Kat put up a really nice post yesterday. We shared some pictures. I will say this. There are a lot of people that thought I was retiring. Like, that was it. I'm peacing out.
There was one person that killed you off.
It's someone that, yes, thought I died.
Somebody wrote rest in peace with a sad face.
Yes, R.I.P. Yeah, we're just celebrating. That's
we are
all.
Celebrating.
We're just marking a work anniversary.
That's right.
You know?
Not everybody. I mean, it is unheard of in this day and age to not only work in the industry as long as Kelly has.
But in one chair.
One chair.
God.
I mean, her butt print has permanently been tattooed on that chair.
Yeah, they should probably go ahead and put my nameplate on this one.
Put a nameplate on that one.
This one's mine.
And my butt cheeks are out of here.
Molded to my butt cheeks. Yes. No, I am so honored that you people have not gotten sick of me. And I say you people, I look at you, and then I say all of you out in Radio Land that you allow me in your ear holes.
I mean, there's only
all this time.
One way to honor this.
No, stop it. Stop, stop, stop.
It's so beautiful. Such a touching moment.
Why?
To know that this Kelly K.
It's not Christmas. It's not
does Christmas it need time. To be Christmas for a grown-up Christmas list?
No, it doesn't.
We're starting our Christmas list early, Kelly.
No, God. Nah. No.
So there you go.
All I want for Christmas is Kelly on air for another 20 years.
Yeah, there you go. So happy anniversary to Kelly K.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Appreciate that.
When this pregnant DJX gave birth.
The images you're putting in my head of literally Kelly like dropping into this radio studio.
That's painting a real
unpleasant
picture in people's minds.
No, it's not
an
unpleasant. We've enjoyed every single moment.
Listen,
we've lived a lot of life with Kelly K over the years.
Yes, because I was a young pup when I started in this chair, mm-hmm. and I tell you what, I went through boyfriends.
Yes.
I got engaged on the air.
Yes.
I popped out two babies.
Yep.
I birthed.
In the studio?
Two babies, not in the studio.
Unfortunately, no. Yeah, and again, he wanted with my that to happen. Half a semester pre-med, I offered my services.
He was ready.
To catch.
Yeah. So, there's been a lot of things that have happened, and I appreciate that there are so many of you that have been along for everything.
There you go.
So, there is... The connection that we have with our listeners is super special, and I love it. So thank you. And no, I'm not leaving. I don't think I got fired today.
No.
Although the show's not over yet.
I was going to say, it's still early in the show.
And
got a couple more
dead.
Hours left. Yeah.
And I didn't die, so yay.
Yay.
And the guy still like refused to, like, someone like, hey, guy, she didn't die. He's still floating out there, I think.
Many more years to come. Of KK on the DJX.
We hope.
So there you go.
Thank goodness.
Congratulations on that milestone.
I'm hoping this radio thing works out because I have no skills.
No, we know that. We know that. We truly do.
We're still testing the waters.
We truly do.
Just dipping my toe in the water, see if this works
just
out.
Just dipping your toe.
Let's see if this sticks.
There you go. All right, so with that being said.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Where can we go from there?
I mean.
Where do we go?
Matchmaker?
Matchmaker?
That's something you're good at.
I am.
You're good at radio?
Well,
kind of good at that. But you're really good at being Cupid.
Yes.
Craigslist.
I bring people together.
Misconnections.
Oh, yeah.
It's coming up.
Awesome.
Just a few minutes on 99.7 DJN. Jonas Brothers, 99.7 DJX. They did release some new dates for their tour, but no, Louisville was not on it. It was a second date in Chicago, which...
You know what, Chicago? You don't need to. That's being selfish.
Yeah, a little bit selfish there on 99.7 DJX. I think it was a radio first. I'm not exactly sure if the phrase suckle on the teat of this microphone has ever been
said
on the air. Stop
painting pictures! On the air before.
Stop.
I'm not sure, but yes, 20 years. Tony the Welder.
Hey, Ben, Kelly. Pat. Good morning, y'all. I am calling to say, Jen, that was a masterful way of putting how Kelly came to be with 99.7.
Thank you.
And Kelly K, my mornings wouldn't be the same without you guys. I love you so much, and I just wanted to say, you know, congratulations on the milestone, and here's to 20 more years listening to you guys.
Thank you, Tony. My goodness, we would not be able to sit in this chair as long as we have without people like you, our squad. We love you.
Well, I don't think Boone would be there that long without you sitting next to him either.
That's right. That's right. All right, Tony. Thank you, buddy.
All right, guys. Have a good day.
All right. See ya.
They keep us grounded, do they?
Yeah, that's for sure.
They keep us grounded.
You know, I mean, we get high.
Yeah.
I mean, we can always count on you that
Absolutely.
If we get too high on ourselves, you just kind of bring us down.
Nope.
That's good. That's good. all right. Hey, you know, with the Derby just this past Saturday and everything surrounding that, of course, the news that Country House is not going to race in the Preakness.
Yeah.
Nor will
Maximum
Security.
Yeah.
You know, there has to be some good news coming from the track.
Yeah, there's possibility of everlasting love.
By the porta potty. In the infield.
I was in the infield. I might have seen this firsthand, not even knowing.
You may have actually seen this firsthand.
Wow.
Yes. So, yeah, Craigslist misconnections. At the track, coming up next after Drake on 99.70JX. 99.70JX. Make sure you're voting on Mom and Me. It's a picture contest there. Win all sorts of stuff, including a Tranquility Salon and Spa, a little package there, some clothes, Mentor clothes, and some Grater's ice cream. So
I will sacrifice my body to try all of those things to make sure they're acceptable for our listeners.
That's so nice. Sweet of
you. Know,
so
sweet. I am launching the quality control department.
Yeah, for sure.
Here at 99.70JX, just to, you know, check out all the prizes, make sure they're okay.
All right, so vote now, WDJX.com. You know, there is good that comes in the infield at Churchill Downs.
Many left the track with mixed emotions.
Mixed emotions.
And they were soggy.
Yeah.
Because it was wet.
Some with a spark in their eye.
Twinkle of love.
And a twinkle of love in their heart.
Fluttering in their belly.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed. Start first, man for woman. Derby poncho girl. You was crawling through the infield at Derby in your oversized poncho.
Wait a second. She's crawling? Wow, that's where we're starting?
It started to rain, but you was prepared. You crawled over to my whereabouts waiting in line at the porta potty. Pulled out a handle of Fireball, shared it with me and three other smelly old guys in line.
Wait a second. She crawled to the porta potty line, whipped out some Fireball, and they did some shots. I like it.
Didn't see it coming when you whipped out some cheese puffs, bibbity bobbity boo.
She's magical.
After half the bag, you held your hands out in the rain to rinse the cheese dust off.
That's genius.
True magic.
Mother Nature at its finest.
That poncho was like a dang Mary Poppins suitcase. You even had an entire roll of toilet paper in there because you said you never trust there will be any.
She's so smart, though. Come on.
And then the heartbreak.
Gosh. Oh, no. What happened?
Where did you go, little Miss Hot Derby MacGyver?
Oh, no. She just poof, disappeared.
Bibbity bobbity. Poof.
With all her bag of tricks.
With all her.
I'm upset.
She flew off in her umbrella.
We got her.
She's gone. She's gone.
I need to know what else was in that poncho.
Wow. We gotta find her.
Gotta find her. It's Craigslist Missed Connections. We stay
at the Derby.
Gotta stay at the track.
Palm reading at the Derby.
Okay.
Woman for man.
All right.
I had a great time with you at the Derby until my squad got in the way. Yeah.
Squad.
Not even a real psychic could have seen that coming. Sorry.
Okay.
Sorry. Yeah, I didn't buy your story that you was a real psychic, but you were hot and creative, so I went with it.
Yes, girl.
You were starting to say something like, you saw yourself in my ... and then I was rudely pulled away by that pesky squad.
Squad! Oh, the squad!
Dang it, squad!
Darn you!
BT Dubs, you totally pulled off that Cinco de Mayo shirt with the Taco Bell dog and the jacket covered in money like a pro.
Like a pro, yo quiero Taco Bell.
That paints a picture, doesn't it?
It really does.
I mean, sounds fun.
Sure. You can dip your chips in my salsa any day.
Sassy.
Lots of hashtags coming at you. Hashtag fashion master. Hashtag not fashion disaster. Hashtag tacos. Hashtag chips. Hashtag salsa. Hashtag Cinco de Mayo. Hashtag call me.
Wow.
Hashtag I mean, Yukiro Taco Bell.
As we said, mixed emotions at the track. We just hope these people can find one another.
Yeah, I feel like they're meant to be together.
They're meant to be.
A little.
This has been Craigslist.
Up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Good Lord, where do we go from there?
When you find out how far my friend goes to get her hair done, you will either say, I get it, or you'll say,
girl, that extra.
That's extra.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up here in just a few on 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. So I was talking with a friend of mine who I've known for several years, and she's had a job that's taken her from Miami to New York City, and then she just relocated from New York City to LA several months ago.
Wow, that's a lot.
And okay, so she is, you know, she's doesn't have kids.
Okay,
single female in the business.
She's in radio.
In glam. She loves glam.
Yeah. And so she flies from Los Angeles to New York City.
No, she does not.
To get her hair done.
Stop it.
Because
Stop talking to me right now.
Because we were talking, I was asking her about the move. I was like, have you figured out all your new places? Like, have you got a new hair, you know, person? Because I know
you
that
asked her that. That's
I did. Because I knew
her?
that was important to
Where's
females.
Where's your man
is
card?
Like, is like,
really?
Where do you get your hair done?
Have you found a gynecologist?
And she, that was my next question, but I never got that far. Because Stop she it. Said that I never left my hair salon in New York City. I love my guy there. So,
wow,
you know, every 6 months or 4 months or whenever she does it, she's like, just hop a plane, go to New York City.
But some people, it's every 5 weeks.
And get that done.
That is expensive.
So,
does she still tip? Because I feel like the plane ride is probably a tip, even though he doesn't actually get it.
You'd think that, right?
Yeah.
So I was thinking, okay, I know I, out of pure laziness, when I moved to Louisville, continued to bank with the bank that was the closest branch was like Indianapolis. And so I'd travel up to Indianapolis to cash my checks. I know it was awful.
What?
I did that for several months, but that was laziness. That wasn't because I loved that branch.
You
or that
say lazy,
bank.
But that was way more effort.
Yeah, it was.
Way more effort.
Than just to open up a new account?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Here in town? Oh, I know.
Yes.
I know. I wound up doing that.
But I do that too, though, with Bank of America because they don't have it here.
Okay, you might consider.
But there's mobile banking now.
Hashtag shop local.
Right. So I was thinking, okay, so like how far, maybe you moved and you didn't want to give something up. So you will still travel to get that thing.
Okay, in my mom's case, she didn't move, but her dermatologist did.
Mm-hmm.
She loves him so much. She will travel 2.5 hours.
Wow.
To go see him. Now, that's not that often of an appointment.
Right,
but
maybe once a year, twice a year, maybe something like that.
Right.
Ashley, she just texted in, I drive 2 hours every 5 weeks for the last 5 years to have my hair done by the same person since college.
Goodness.
There you go.
Every 5 weeks?
2 hours every 5 weeks.
Wow.
That's a lot.
That is a big investment of
Carrie
time.
Carrie says the same thing. She's like, I travel over an hour to get my hair done every 6 weeks.
So you guys must look amazing.
It's like you find that person. You're like, I don't want to give you up.
Yeah, no, it's a relationship. Like, I don't want to break up.
I've done that with my hairstylist in Florida. From college, I would drive the 5 hours.
Wow. Another
you drove
text.
5 hours?
Like, but not like one day. It was kind of like, oh, let's make it the weekend out of this. I would hope that girl that goes to New York doesn't just after the trip be like, oh, let's hop on another flight.
Well, here's the thing. She has business that she can get done in New York City.
So she can ride it
she
off.
Can
that was a business trip.
Wrap it all up.
Excuse.
Right, yeah, right, for know? Sure. Another text message from a listener that says, they don't have a Hungry Howie's pizza here like they do in Florida.
No,
the closest place is Indianapolis. So we drive up to Indianapolis to get that delicious flavored crust. never had a Hungry Howie's pizza.
Now I kind of feel like I need one. Do you think they deliver?
Hungry Howie's needs to deliver something down here to the 502.
Come on down the I-65.
Man. So anybody extra like that? I don't know.
That's a new level of extra, like beyond what I've heard of before. Wow. That's a wowie wow wow.
Yeah. So anyways, if you want to comment, you can. At Ben and Kelly Show on Facebook and Twitter.
I'm celebrating that I'm so low maintenance compared to that.
Have you never traveled anywhere for something?
No.
No. Yeah, you're right.
I'll just stop doing it.
It's like, well, I guess.
I give up.
I guess I don't.
Yeah,
I guess
not
I
worth
don't
it.
Need to get my hair
done. I am not worth
anymore.
That.
I guess I don't.
I give up.
Bye bye. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Streaming TheBenAndKellyShow.com, or you can always get us on your smart speaker. Just ask it to play 99.7 DJX. And you can get our podcast, you can get live radio, all that right there on DJX. All right, feel good stories. I do this every single hour. Brought to you by Ray's Ford. Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaysFord.com. I feel like there's a need for this again because there are vigilantes that are out there doing good in Oakland, California. They are known as the Pothole Vigilantes.
I love that. Yeah.
The Pothole Vigilantes are literally, by cover of darkness, going around fixing potholes.
They're doing this at night?
And then they're tagging it with chalk that just says at pothole vigilante, and they're posting it on YouTube.
Get out.
It's quite easy. All you got to do is just brush the debris out, fill the pothole with the asphalt material, and then just tamper it down.
We try to do it after 9 p.m. once the traffic dies down, and then we put our hazard lights on, make sure it's safe. They have a 3-year plan, but it takes 5-10 minutes to fill a pothole, so I don't see why it should take that long. So we're going to keep filling them until people are no longer annoyed by it.
There you go.
Hey, local government, I see your 3 years. I raise you 10 minutes.
Right. Right. So they've actually solicited for people to donate, you know, some money to like a GoFundMe cause.
Well, they got to buy the asphalt.
And they did.
Yes.
And so
yes.
They've gotten some support from the community.
Dang, yeah. That was a YouTube tutorial right there. It was like, you know what? You just clear it out. You pour it in there. You pat it down. There you go.
There you go.
What if they become Instagram famous? Just saying, they got to handle their posting everywhere.
So I'm just thinking, because at the beginning, I didn't know which lane you were going in because I'd heard of some other pothole vigilantes elsewhere that were using a different method.
You mean the
spray painting wieners around
to highlight the areas in England where there are potholes?
Like, hey, here's one. Right. Here's one for you. You should pay attention to that one.
Yeah. So
yeah, both achieving the same goal.
They have both worked.
Yeah, they have.
They have both worked.
Very different methods.
Either the pothole vigilante by cover of darkness or the wiener pothole vigilante.
I feel like I'm on board team pothole vigilante because they're getting it done.
Yeah, the wiener ones aren't even doing anything. They're just like, here it is. Well, that's an arrow.
But
do it.
You know what? It is actually putting it up on the top of their to-do list at the government, though.
Right,
you know?
Right. This is true. This is true.
Sure.
So there you go.
Wow.
That's your feel good.
I love it.
Yeah, brought to you by Ray's Ford, 99.7 DJX.
Hang on, there, office lady Karen.
You wait your turn.
Simmer down.
You wait your turn.
I know you're real excited to tell us about the traffic, but you just wait your turn.
Just hang on. Marg's in the office. I get it. She's like, hang on. There's Marg's in the office. I just want to tell you some traffic real quick. Then I'm gonna hit the bottle there with some. Yeah, there's all right. So hey, by the way, remember how we were talking about the little to-go cup that was spotted in this week's episode of Game of Thrones?
Yes.
Well, if you go back and you try to look, it's not going to be there.
Oh, they erased it?
They erased
it. They took it out?
It was only in that live version of the show that you see it. They've digitally removed it.
You know what? At this point, let it live. That becomes kind of like a little urban legend then, doesn't it?
Yeah, now it's like an inside joke.
Yeah, I was going to say, in the cup, they actually say are from craft services. It's from craft services, not from anything like no company or anything.
Well,
it's just craft services.
Okay.
And it was removed from the scene, no longer appears in the episode. But Starbucks, I about said Star Wars, Starbucks took the credit for it.
Sure.
Yeah. And
I feel like this is an opportunity for like any coffee shop to come up with a custom Game of Thrones cup.
Right?
You could. Why not?
I mean, Highland Coffee could be like, hey, that was our cup.
Literally, all the coffee goes.
Well, even regardless of whose it was, you could just like own it and just say, hey, we've got a Game of Thrones
cup. Game of Thrones.
Come get a coffee and a Game of Thrones cup.
There you go.
You can start your own business.
So yeah, HBO removed the to-go coffee cup that was spotted in this week's episode of Game of Thrones. So,
I'm salty.
Yep, it's only going to live on the internet now. Forever and forever and forever and forever and forever.
Thank goodness we have the internet. Because it will live forever and forever in multiple places.
Yeah, there you go. All right.
Okay, Karen.
All right, Office Lady Karen, now you can do it.
She's so fast.
DJ. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Coming up on the 18th, down at the Big Four Lawn. Again, it is the Louisville Food Truck Association's Food Truck and Craft Beer Festival. Man, that I remember it last year. So good. So good.
Yeah, it's massive. I heard. I didn't really.
That's massive.
Massive.
That's what she said.
I just showed up and I had to leave.
You can come out on Saturday, the 18th. You can get your VIP tickets, WDJX.com. And, of course, experience all of the food trucks around Louisville and even the area. They all come in. And then, of course, the delicious craft beer that is going to be on display there.
So, deliciousness.
Yes, delicious craft beer. That's May 18th. It is the Louisville Food Truck Association's Food Truck and Craft Beer Festival.
So, easy for you to say.
It's hard for me to say,
I know. You get tripped up when you hear about the craft beer.
I just...
get the craft beer sweat.
I just want to craft beer.
Yeah.
Wow.
Get more bottles, these bottles are lonely. It's a moment when I show up, God, I'm saying wow. 100 bands in my pocket, it's on me. Yeah, your grandma more probably know me. Get more bottles, these bottles are lonely. It's a moment when I show up, God, I'm saying wow. Everywhere I go, catch me on the block like a Mutombo. 750 Lambo in the Utah snow. Trunk in the front like a Dumbo, yeah. Cut the roof off like a nip tuck. Pull up to the house with some big butts. Turn the kitchen counter to a strip club. Me and Dre came for the when I got guap, all of y'all disappear. Before I drop Sony, none of y'all really care. Now they always say congratulations to the kid. And this is not a 40, but I'm pouring out the. Used to have a lot, but I got more now. Made another hit, cause I got bored now. Always going for it, never pump fourth down. Last call, Hail Mary, Prescott, touchdown, hey. 100 bands in my pocket, it's on me. 100 deep when I roll like the army. Get more bottles, these bottles are lonely. It's a moment when I show up, God, I'm saying wow. 100 bands in my pocket, it's on me. Yeah, your grandma more probably know me. Get more bottles, these bottles are lonely. It's a moment when I show up, God, I'm saying wow.
99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. So this is odd. Just got a message from my friend Adam.
Yeah.
Asking, are you in Detroit at the airport? To which I will say, you know, listen, the magic of radio, I could be in a different studio right now talking and you could be interacting with me right now. But no, I'm physically right in front of you here in Louisville.
Okay, but do we say yes? And start on this journey? Do we see where this goes?
So I did reply back with, yes.
No way you did not.
I did.
You did? And this is somebody that actually knows you?
Yes, Adam. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm friends with him.
All right.
My feet excited.
And then I actually, I replied, but I gave it a beat. I gave it about a minute. And then I replied back, actually, no, I'm here in Louisville.
Oh, dang it. Ben. I needed him to go up to Stunt Ben and have a conversation.
Adam did say, well, then your ginger bearded twin is here.
Oh.
I ran up and gave him a big old kiss before I realized it wasn't you. Boy, did he smell good, though. All right.
Did he get a picture? No.
All right.
That's what I needed to have happen. Yeah, dang. Right. You should ask to go and grab a picture so you can see and verify.
I know. You need to get
how much you are twinning.
I know. I was going to say, I need a selfie with Doppelganger Ben.
Yes.
That's hanging out at the Detroit airport.
Dang, there is someone walking around impersonating you. They may not know it.
They may not even know it.
They may not be
aware.
But
they are hashtag blessed.
We need to find him and put him with Lauren Jones and be like, it's the knockoff Ben and Kelly.
He gave him a kiss. Yeah, right. He gave him a kiss.
That's what he said.
Wow.
So there you go. All right. We are here live and local here in Louisville. 502. Here we are. Biggity bam.
Biggity bam.
Biggity bam. And look at this. 20 years later, you're still rocking
wow.
it. Wow. Look at you.
I'm still in this chair.
In this.
In this chair. And listen, thank you to everyone who posted nice comments. Yeah. Kat put a nice little post out there. Sure. Someone thought I died.
Right.
Probably still thinks that. I don't think he's come back to the post.
Well, with all the pictures, it kind of looks like
it looks a little in memoriam.
Yeah, a little bit.
Though
little
the first line you said 20 years and she's not going anywhere. Several people did think I retired.
Yeah, oh yeah. So that she was going anywhere.
Not
yes.
going anywhere.
All right. Thank you so much.
Well, guys, yeah, that'll about do it for this show. Congratulations on a milestone, Kelly.
Thank you. Can I still show up tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
I'm not going to do this by myself.
I don't have any other skills.
We know that.
I have to make a go of this radio thing.
All right, guys, have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.